Open Windows, July the 10th. A vital foundational truth. Speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. Ephesians 4:15. We know of many children of God who have been the Lord's children for years, and they have been working for the Lord, many of them, and yet they have come to a standstill. They have come under an arrest. Why? Well, in some way, at some point, somehow, something of themselves, their old self, has come up, has come into evidence, and has come into the way. It may be some of their old mind, some of their old will, some of their old affections, desires, and feelings. They are in their own way somehow. They are not in the Lord's way. What is needed is not that they should die again, but that they should come to accept their once-for-all death in Christ in relation to whatever it may be that has come up, and let it go, and be set free from that law of sin and death. Repentance from dead works. That is exactly what the apostle is saying to these Hebrews. You have come to a standstill. You simply ceased to go on. You went so far. Now you have got to a certain point, and for years you have not budged a bit from that position. You have never got past foundations. You are not going on to full growth. You have not settled it once and for all that you died when Christ died. You ended the whole system and order of creation, religiously and otherwise, when you came to Christ. Christ is the end of the law, and Christ is the end of the old creation, and he is the beginning of everything new. Do not be wearied at repetition of old truths. They are very important as foundations, and this is foundational. We are destined, whether we now accept it or not, whether we like it or not, we are destined to discover that God's foundation stands. This is true, and no one will ever get through in relation to God and his things while still bound by the old creation at the old creation level. The new way of life is so narrow that we cannot take ourselves into it. We have to leave ourselves behind.